you're going to measure the quantity of the corn you were taking to the mill, how, what would you say, we're taking so much corn, how would you
Well, we had homemade measures, now that we measured it in. And the man at the miller had a half a bushel measure, and he also had a pick measure.
Uh-huh.
And we had it at home, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they bought and sold the stuff, a measure.
Do you ever hear anybody say a turn of corn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we got a bunch of corn ready to go to the mill, we called it a turn of corn.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, now what about... What would you call the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time, did you?
Arm full of wood.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of anybody call a load of jag or anything like that? You ever hear that? Well, like what they have nowadays, like inside a house that lights up, like right under there where you're sitting, what part inside of a lamp that lights up, what do you call it?
We didn't have it back then.
No, yeah, no, you didn't then. What would you call that now? Just that part, you know, it's hanging down, the part that lights up in that lamp up above.
Oh.
Your head.
Well, really now I can't tell you.
Well, if you ever, like light bulb, that...
That's a bulb in the center there, and that other is a shade.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a bulb, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's a light bulb.
Now, when they would go out to carry the washing out to hang it out in the line, what would you call what they put it in to carry it out to hang out?
Basket.
And what do the nails come in? They come in, like a barrel, but smaller. What would you call that?
Nail key.
Uh-huh. Well, what would they put around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
Well, I guess they had little metal bands that they put around them.
Mm-hmm.
And a wire. Sometimes just be one wire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about when you had to put something in to stop up the top of a bottle? What would you call that?
Bottle stopper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they made them out of cork.
Oh, cork.
You could buy your bottle stoppers way back, first back as I can remember.
Uh-huh. Do they ever make them out of beer, someone out of glass or anything?
Yeah.
Cork. What about this little instrument about this long that you put up to your mouth and blow through it, and what would you call it?
That's a French horn.
Oh, yeah. Well, now there was another kind that I've never have ever seen anybody play it, but they tell me that they put it between their teeth and pluck it. Now, what would you call that?
That was a goose harp.
Oh.
I used to get it. Had one now. I get it from my teeth back. I could play you several games.
You know how to play one?
I played a mini one.
You did.
First money I ever got, first nickel I ever owned in my life, I gave it for a goose harp.
You did. Well, now, what would you do to make the sound? How did you make a... You twang it.
You blow your breath through it.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And then you just...
That tongue, as it went back that level with the other, my head is about airtight, you see, and that cut off the sound.
Oh.
And you, it's easy to learn to play. You just play a tune as nice.
Oh, really? And it didn't take you long to learn to play one.
Didn't take you but a little bit.
Well, that's really something. You can
play
it. I wish I had one, so I'd like to hear you play
it. Well, I couldn't without my teeth.
Well, you know, you talk really good without your teeth.
Well, I've been around them a long time.
Some people can't
and
talk.
Went just a few at a time, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to
them. Mm-hmm. Like some people. What would you call what you'd pound the nails with to drive them into the...
That's a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, on a wagon, what would you call the part that goes up between the two horses?
That's the tongue.
Oh, yeah. Now, on a buggy, there'd be something like that, the same sort of thing as what would be, you know, in a buggy. Did you have different, you know, what that would be?